Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Straight in, Hazard. That's a weird one, isn't it? Who's going to have that?
Take a picture. Yeah. Here we go. This is what happened.
Oh, wait on. I need to turn it round. Wait on. How do I turn it round? There we go. It's very really obvious. Really bad start to the run. Really bad start, yeah. Who's going to have that? I mean, you tend to leave things that people are going to want.
Giant Bobbin on the move.
Actually leaving us.
See you later, Bobbin. I have to say, this whole morning's been pretty weird so far.
That's funny.
It's still rolling. Okay, I'm getting it back.
It's going to go all the way.
That's actually a hazard.
Worst start to the run ever.
What is that? It's a BT bobbin. Someone's laid a cable.
All right, okay.
Actually, I've laid a cable this morning as well. Yeah, okay, should we start the run? Good morning, listeners. It's right in the commentary.
Yes, we're off into this crisp, wintry morning.
Is this like the day you said last week felt like Christmas?
It does feel a bit, doesn't it? You do get a nip of it, don't
you? Yeah, these must be Christmas roses. And where are we going to go today?
We're going to go Highgate Wood, Ali Pally, Muswell Hill, up the hill and back.
Yeah.
So it's like normal, but we're drifting into Ali Pally and get a bit of hill stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still a bit mindful that I want to do lots of soft underfoot for my back, which is getting better, but I'm just really wanting to...
Is it getting better? Have you had any kind of relapses or just
No, not
steady?
It seems okay. I mean, I've been running every other day. And when I was in Dublin, it was all sort of treadmill stuff, doing a bit of swimming as well.
Yeah.
And just trying not to lift things when I do it properly.
Yeah.
How about you? How's the running run? What have you been
up to? Good. I went for a nice fast 7-ish last Thursday.
Yeah.
And realised that I've been just running at a good average pace for, like, not just for that run, but for several runs.
Right.
I was running at the same pretty nippy average speed.
Nice, yeah.
Really pleased with that. And then yesterday I went out and I was slow.
Did you do a park run?
No.
All right, okay.
No, it was...
We had a bit of feedback. Some people had hopped in on the Hackney park run, didn't
they?
Yeah,
and I was disappointed. I really should have been there, but they had a good time. But I just wasn't...
It was one of the good ones.
My wife was working, so I was with the kids, and I was going to say, right, I'm going out to a park run, seeing a bit kids, but in the end I just... But what I did was...
Yeah.
I went out for a run with my son.
Oh, yeah.
And he's better than the last time I went for a run with him. And he's very, you know, he's quite a chilled out fella anyway.
Yeah.
But he's running about, you know, a good kilometre. And just listening to music and just running really steady. And he still had it in him when we got back. And he's got better at it since the last time we went out.
It's nice to go running with your kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Martin Yelling was saying the other day. If you run with your kids, make sure you really run with them, you know, be with them.
Yes.
Don't just trail them along. So I really appreciate that. And also, of course, remembered our Hampstead Heath Park run adventure.
Yes. Yeah.
The anniversary of your
don't race
maverick
them. Don't race
intervention.
Yeah.
Stop crying.
It's in distress.
it's an excellent point. It's not just about being in the same place as them. You've got to be in the same headspace.
Talk them through it, yeah.
Well, let me say, that's funny because, as I said, my son's listening to music. Yeah. You can balance that up. But then, when I got back, And also, bearing in mind that I hadn't done a park run, I had another go.
Right.
At the
mile loop.
The mile around the block.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And how did that go?
Good pace. Because
you're a bit more warmed up now.
Yeah, this Well, I thought that would be better because I'm warmed up.
Yeah.
So, and it was, I would say, a few seconds faster.
Right.
I know it's quite hard to measure, but I think it's about, you know, it's fast. It's probably a minute faster than I'd run a mile at a good pace on a run. Anyway. But yeah, it still gave me asthma.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad. It wasn't as bad as the other time, but I was still sort of fighting a cough for the whole rest of the day.
Is that because it's a different form of effort, sort of?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a really weird thing because it makes you think, oh, forget it, what a stupid idea. But actually, another part of me really wants to fix it because it's like a body panic thing.
Yes.
My body can handle it.
Yeah.
I get back and I haven't put it all out there. I feel like I could go further, I could go faster. I'm not particularly hot and sweaty.
Right.
There's just this kind of, it's more like a kind of anxiety attack.
Yeah, well,
it's like one of my systems is going, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You're approaching anaerobic, aren't you? You're approaching lactic acid.
Yeah.
And you're running at a pace that you don't normally. It's that sort of body as machine thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just not trained to do that.
No, that's right. But then that makes you think, well, I should do it more. And then you think, don't be ridiculous.
If you enjoy it, do it more. It's one of those.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to do the Golden Stag on July the 6th.
Yeah,
it's which you can't do,
can
you?
It's a Friday night, isn't it? So
is it Friday night?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was Wednesday. Is it Friday night? If so, I don't know whether I will be able to.
It's a Friday. 6:45 on a Friday night. And then that's the other reason I didn't do a park run. I mean, I was really thinking about this whole being a comedian and fitting it in with running. And then the other voice in my head, the other voice in my head is talking a lot.
Yeah.
Either it's because you're in there or because I'm going insane. Anyway, one of these, I was thinking, I'm a comedian. It's very hard to get out for a park run on the Saturday. And the other voice said, yeah, but you didn't work on Friday.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah,
so
that's
I could have.
I was going to ask about that, how your week of living as a writer went.
Well,
you've got to be honest here.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Well, it was a qualified success.
Right.
Or a partial failure.
No, let's call it a qualified success. What was it?
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
So the first day was great. And then after that, it kind of went out the window.
Right.
But for good reasons.
That's fair enough, yeah.
And ultimately, the success was that first day. And I think also, in the long game, I realised that psychologically, it's really good that did I tell you I read that book of Dickens?
Yeah.
I was really impressed with how
his
life was in constant,
turmoil.
Absolutely, all over the place, highs and lows.
Real mess, yeah.
And he just found time to write those massive books like In the Gaps.
Yes, yeah.
And that's the mindset I need to, because I embraced the fact that I didn't have any comedy gigs for a while.
Yeah.
And
just enjoyed yourself.
Doing lots of running to keep my mojo.
Yeah.
But really, I need the gigs and the running.
Yeah.
Or I'll forget who I am.
Yes, no, I get that.
So I think I'd have actually got more out of the writing if I'd still been gigging on Friday and Saturday.
It's important to just, if you make your default setting doing a bit of writing in that time that we have available.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As opposed to whatever else you do. For me, it's like endlessly scrolling Facebook and Twitter or,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But instead of doing
no,
that.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I never do that.
Who would be
that's another thing the voice in my head said.
Yeah.
I was a bit lost over the weekend. I was sort of like, I wasn't supposed to be writing, but I was a bit kind of, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
And I was just checking my messages on my phone and the voice in my head said, whatever you're looking for, you won't find it there.
Yes, yeah. But you kept looking, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I just shut up and posted a picture of a cat falling off something.
Yeah, and it went viral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was in Dublin.
Yeah.
With a man. Put emotional support and security detail.
Yes.
Close protection.
I think if the security is necessary, I'm not sure you'd be my go-to guy.
No.
You can see him too, right?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
How would you describe?
Well,
what we just saw.
Imagine a rock star.
Yeah.
With long hair and beard, really, really cool.
Yeah.
With a kind of quasi-military.
A silvery man.
Kind of medals,
wasn't it?
Yeah. I was going to say add a generation, so it's all white.
Yeah.
Like it was like a cross between Jim Morrison and Father Christmas.
Yeah, like some sort of wizard version of. Yeah, it's. That's a, Do you think she was moaning at us? As we went past her.
Headphones on.
All right. Okay.
No, no, well, it was us. Don't you get that? So when you try and smile at people, you affect your, hey, got away.
Hello, mate.
Is that the little guy who waved last week?
No, he was like a character from The Big Lebowski or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just sat in the woods on his own.
I would have taken a picture, but it would have been rude.
No, it would, yeah. I think he might not have reacted well to that.
Maybe that outside your house, maybe that's his bobbin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be a rock star.
Looking for my bobbin.
But now I lost my bobbin. Yeah, yeah. It's the bobbin that was keeping me young. That's it, he looked like Rip Van Winkle, yeah, didn't he? Yeah. Looked like he'd come out of the woods.
I wonder if he'll be there on the way back. So yeah, the Dublin thing was, it's just quite bizarre being in one of those places where you, when you get in a car,
yeah,
to go to the gig, there's press there and stuff. It's quite funny to be on the end of that.
Yes.
And see these guys who do that for a living, how embarrassed they seem,
yeah,
by what they're doing for a living.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's like, they're not bad people. Well, it seemed like the people outside Michael's house or say outside the hotel in Dublin.
Yeah.
But you could tell. They thought, what? Is this what it's come to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Taking a picture of someone who doesn't necessarily want their picture taken,
yeah, yeah,
as they get into a car. Above and beyond the whole, who cares? It's over thing.
But also, well, being uncomfortable with it is a defence mechanism, isn't it? I mean, it's just, it's not necessarily how they feel so, yeah, much as how they know they need to be perceived to be feeling.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I remember when I was on the set of a porn film. It was for a job. And everyone there was too cool for school.
Right.
Like, every single person was like, yeah, yeah, I'm just doing this between jobs.
Yes.
And when you get to the 36th person saying that, you think,
yeah,
yeah, but this is this.
This is a stance.
You are here doing this.
Yeah. And I am watching as an interested observer.
For work!
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's awful.
Oh, I can imagine.
It wasn't rude and it was depressing. And we had to film a link at one point. This was in LA.
Yeah.
And we filmed a link where I would look up from this, you know, pornographic scene being filmed.
Right.
And kind of look away from it,
right,
to the camera. And then kind of whisper about how they were filming it. You know, like David Attenborough.
Yes.
Here we see. We see. But
the porn stars in their natural environment.
And it took ages because we were on a roof in Burbank, California. And there were planes going over. So we just kept having to cut and get it again. And by the end, I was kind of averting my eyes to the last possible minute.
Yeah. Like
Can you look at them now? Are you sure? I don't want to look at this anymore. It's too real.
Funny.
So,
funny gig.
So you saw the paparazzi up close.
Yeah, and it was just about hanging out really, and as the whole thing sort of played out.
So he was going there anyway, but you
yeah, he
you
was going there anyway, and he just wanted me to go with him to help him really. He was a bit freaked out. He didn't want to be away from his family, but he had to.
Yeah, and nice that he could take a friend rather than just some, like you say, you were in a but it's. It's you've got to be there partly in a friendship capacity, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Your staff will only take you so far in that circumstance, your tour manager or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It was fine for me because I'm just hanging around a nice hotel in Dublin, but you never get the release of the gig.
Yeah.
So you get the kind of the pre-gig stress and the stress of it generally, of just the kind of slight tension of the whole trip.
Yeah.
Because of what's just happened. And but you never get the gig.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's quite a tough one, sort of. I'm not claiming it's tough.
And conversely, did he enjoy it? Was he... Another friend of another comedian was really all cut up last week because he had a beloved pet that died.
Yes, yeah.
And he was just saying how hard it is to go to a gig on those days. And I completely understand that. We're lucky because we're generally chilled out people. And of course, a job is fun.
Yeah.
But some days you really do want to kind of park your sense of fun and spend a moment with something sad.
Yes.
And on those days, from a psychological and performance point of view, those are the hardest days to be a comic, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, I think so. But at the same time, I've always found it very grateful that it's something I can fall into and be good at that gets laughs. And like for Michael, the best thing for him really was to go to Dublin and have some really great gigs.
Yeah, and actually,
do you know what I mean? I remind him of what he does.
Yeah, and that feeling I was talking about is always trying to face going on stage. Whereas you, once you're out there and you do the gig, it's always going to make... It's the same as a bout of exercise, isn't it? It's
absolutely.
It's always going to refresh your psyche.
Yes, yeah.
Even if it's a... Even when the gigs make you jump, even if they're tough, putting yourself out there. Because I remember... This is the other side of the same thing, but I remember when... The first Edinburgh preview I went back and did after my first child was born.
Yes.
And I just, I mean, he must have been weeks old.
Yeah.
It was all I could think about.
Yeah.
And I went and did an hour of new material to half a dozen people above a pub in Battersea.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I came, when I finished, just a split second there, I'd forgotten I was a
dad. Yeah.
Which is like a win-win because A, I'd got back into the comedy there and freshened up, and B, I went, I got a baby when I came off stage.
Like a new present. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I did a gig the night George was born.
Yeah.
I remember feeling suddenly motivated to get better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as to be able to feed the child. Yeah. The kids, gigs.
Yeah, yeah. The first gig you do, or like going back to comedy when you become a parent, I found something good in the comedy, which is that it seemed less important.
Yes.
Like egotism kind of died, but less important in the really specifically useful way.
Yes.
That made the gigs go better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if they like, the audience are like, oh, this is what we think, this is what we think of you. And you're like, well, I'm not the most important thing in my life
anymore. It's not suddenly all about you anymore. Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
I think some people don't like that, do they, when they become parents?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is George coming home for the summer?
George is coming back today. I was meant to go and get him tomorrow, but he's just so ready to go. He was partying at the weekend for two nights in a row at Parklife, Manchester.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he could barely speak yesterday. He spoke to Rachel.
Yeah.
Just completely broken. And the idea of spending an extra day in Manchester when all his mates were leaving.
Yeah.
Just was filling him with angst. So I'm going to go up later today and get him.
You're a good dad.
Drag him down. No, I can't wait. On our right, the allotment that I have totally failed at.
See,
am I giving you an allotment update, Richard?
Well, the last two times you were flip-flopping because I think I'm going to give it up.
I flopped.
And then the nice lady persuaded you to stay.
Yes.
I
flopped. Yeah. He's gone. He's absolutely gone. Because what happens when you're not at an allotment is everything grows.
So you can't see it now, luckily. That's a shame. Look at that. That's you. Tell me in your face how you feel about not having an allotment anymore. if you've not seen the pictures, that was a happy face.
No, but everything grows in your absence.
Yeah, right.
Gets massively
that's supposed to be the good thing.
That's what happens. Yeah, that's the great thing about nature. And I've just realised, I've said it before, I'm just not that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not the allotment guy. I thought I was.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm not the allotment guy.
No.
But now I've got to tell the allotment people that I'm not an allotment guy.
Yeah.
And there's no reflection on them.
Yeah.
I'm pleased that they are.
Yeah, yeah,
but
absolutely.
I'm not. So hopefully she'll let me go this time.
Yeah.
I tried to go.
No, you don't want to go convincing them that it's a waste of their time because
absolutely not.
Watch
no.
out, wait a second.
It's just me.
Cars in both directions in one of our quiet roads.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey up. Got a bit of a face off there.
So
a bit of a standoff.
In a way you've you moved away from doing stand-up gigs and touring around the world and moved into, you know, allotments and other ideas. And you've kind of
come back
to that stuff. But it's good to test it all, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I've never been a gardener, but I thought I might be. I thought there was a gardener in there. But
I heard that you're a bit of a gardener.
Yeah.
It's a non-specific euphemism.
So I've failed on that one. Big allotment fail.
Well, I don't think it's a failure.
No.
You found something out about yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of weeds growing there and rats eating it all, you're a failure.
What annoys me is that I've wasted the plot for a season.
Yeah.
Well, like someone could have been in there.
Bit like series two of insert name of TV series here.
Yeah.
You wasted the plot for a season.
This is lovely, though, isn't it?
It's really good. Do you know, we're running down now through Queenswood, and it's great.
Yes.
But I was out on the, you know, the lovely but incredibly rough bit where the canal joins goes to Finsbury Park from the back of the reservoirs.
Yes,
but it gets more and more deserted, and there's always a risk of the, you know, rodents and vermin and human excrement. And people were indulging
various
kind of habits that you can do by a canal out of a carrier bag.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I was running up there yesterday, and it was just at its absolute best. There's no one there.
Right.
It's all, not only was the weather nice, it wasn't muddy, but it hasn't been muddy for ages.
Right.
So the muddy bit's all grown into smooth, flat grass.
Nice.
And I was also seeing loads of, putting up loads of birds, and it was lovely to see them and everything. But also, like canary in a mine, I knew there couldn't be anything there to scare the birds.
Right.
So it was like a sort of safety valve.
Yes.
Anyway, it was brilliant up there. And around the other side of Woodbury Down, you know, the lovely... You were talking the other day about that nice surface.
Yes. Yeah,
that kind of gravelly, built-up track without tarmac. There was about half a dozen runners around there. And just, they're all so pleased with themselves, you know, just in the right place.
Definitely, And it's been nice weather, hasn't it?
Yeah. I was pleased with it because there was that discussion on Twitter last week of beautiful paths.
Yes.
And some of the ones people were posting were just incredible, you know, that kind of
really
track with the grassy band down the middle of it and that emerald green field in the North Yorkshire moors.
Beautiful,
And, you know, we can't match those, but there's some good paths around here.
Soft underfoot.
It's right there.
It's nice and soft. Soft underfoot.
But yeah, a bit slower yesterday in the heat.
Yeah.
And also, been putting on weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With, because?
Because of beer.
Because of beer, right.
It's because of beer.
Yeah.
There's no other reason. And I think that, two things about that.
Yeah.
I would never really have a slice of cake. And I certainly wouldn't have three. So I told myself yesterday.
Yeah.
A pint of beer.
Yeah.
Is a slice of cake.
Right, right.
It's the same thing, you know?
Yes, yeah, of course.
And the other thing is, that person the other week who told me the green tea thing didn't work, I don't think that's true. I mean, they...
What, they said it didn't work?
It was in the ongoing, you know...
You're not a nutritionist.
Rob's not a nutritionist.
Yeah.
Mansplaining internet thing.
Right.
I found the beast of the woods at last. This dog up ahead is like the one that was up a tree last time I met you. That's a marvellous beast.
Wow. Wild dogs.
It's good. I don't think they're wild.
No. They're off.
They're pretty posh.
Yeah.
Hiya.
They're nice dogs.
So, yeah, I'm back on the... Because I was off... I'd run out of green tea tablets.
Right.
I went to Holland & Barrett and I got some more. They are tablets, right? So it's much stronger than having a cup of green tea. It's like having 5 to 10 cups of green tea in one little pill.
Yeah.
And I'd have that and coffee and no food before a run.
And
I burn body fat with great efficiency.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was just putting on a couple of pounds a week, but I'll tell you next week whether I've managed to
lose a bit.
Stem the flow.
It's so tricksy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Losing weight. But if it works for you, it works for you, isn't it?
Exactly. That's the other thing.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, different people.
Running, Running without breakfast is always good.
Because it takes different strokes. It takes
absolutely
different strokes. It takes different strokes through the world. Yes, it does. What you talking about, Willis?
What you? So there's no. There's no races on the agenda at the moment, then, is there?
No.
Just padding away.
Although we signed up for the Lake Vyrnwy Half.
Yeah, that's happening.
And a couple of people got in touch to say what it was like, which is good.
Said it was really good,
Yeah, nice. Looking forward to that. Though, in classic Comedy Plus running, I've also put in a weekend of gigs in Sheffield.
What? On that weekend?
Yes.
Yes, well, I'm coming up from Kent.
Great, so you can pick me up on the way. Sheffield's on the way to North Wales from Kent, isn't it?
But it's the great thing about that race is it starts. Is it 1 p.m. or
1 p.m. 1 p.m.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's why we signed up for it, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Morning, Magpie. No, it's quite good actually because it's something I'm slightly a bit jangled when I got to your house.
Yeah,
I just had a row with another driver, and this gig in Sheffield.
Yeah,
is nice because it's a. I've been booked in by a guy. Who I fell out with a few years ago online, arguing about a stupid thing.
Oh, that's good.
And he saw me, came to a gig. I thought, well, that's that, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's a promoter. I'm not going
to... Yeah.
A few years passed. I met him at a gig in Cardiff. He enjoyed my set and stuff, but he was the big man and said, listen, sorry about before, let's make up.
That's cool.
There is no... You can't overestimate the strength in that.
Yeah.
Stepping up and saying,
"Yeah,
I'm sorry, let's move on." And
listen, you're an idiot. I forgive you.
Well, I had this... Well, that's what happened this morning with this guy. I mean, it was terrible in the cars. He didn't worry about what was going on with the cars. But this guy was really angry with me. I was really angry with him. And then it got quite kind of bullish. You know, when I parked, he pulled his big car up opposite me and kind of sat in it.
Right.
And then I was getting out. I went to talk to him. By now, I was kind of calming down, thinking, I want to make up with this fella.
Yeah.
And he was kind of shouting me out and stuff. Told me his story when I eventually got him talking to me. And he said, but if you... And he was like really ready for me to be winding him up, like I had been before.
Can I go? I might have to stop him, actually.
Just because you need to escape from this really boring story.
No, it's not. I really want to hear it, but it's just I have a confession to
make. I will see
very
you.
Very hungover.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So anyway,
tell us how it started. This beef for this bloke.
I was
from the beginning.
I was nearly at your house.
Incident. Yeah,
he was. I was pulling out.
Yeah,
he was a long way off. He was going much too fast.
Right. Yes.
So I pulled out anyway.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I do that. Yeah.
He zoomed up behind me, all cross.
Right.
And I was turning off again.
Right.
So I just kind of stopped in the road.
Right.
Which is, you know, I'm out of order here, right? I'm a very angry driver. I try not to drive.
So he was zooming up behind you?
Yeah.
Aggressively?
He had time to slow down.
Right.
But instead he came up behind me like...
Right.
As far as I was concerned, he was in the wrong because he was going too fast.
Yeah.
As far as he was concerned, I pulled out in front of him and then stopped. You know, right. So we both got a point and we're both all angry.
Right.
He told me later he was on his way home to Hertfordshire after a night shift.
Right.
You know, and it's all like, woo, 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 woo.
Right.
I said, woo, 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 woo. And he said, woo, 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 woo. But anyway, I got talking to him. I said, he said, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. You know, I just want to move on. And I said, well, listen, you know, I just want to make up with you. He said, well, you probably want to. I said, I think we were both in the wrong. And I'm sorry.
That's really bad.
And I said, can we shake hands? And he said, yes. And he said, I hope the next time we meet, it's under more peaceful circumstances.
Oh, turning into some sort of...
And then he went.
This is like...
That's not too bad, is it, in the end?
That's a fantastic outcome.
It's just
like a rom-com or something. That's amazing.
It's a shame that during the stress of the incident, I kind of lightly crashed the car as in. But that's nothing. Just lightly.
You crashed the car?
No.
No. Yes, no.
No. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yes, no.
No, I didn't.
It's funny that thing, though, isn't it? When someone's coming too fast from your right or left and you're turning into the road.
Yeah.
Because it's a statement when you pull out, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's saying, I know Really, I should have space here, but I know I don't because you're going way too fast.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pull out anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. It's a rebuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, but by the same token, he's got to chill out.
That's
because
right.
People go too fast in those areas.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous.
Yeah, that's right.
I often shout at cars to slow down when I'm not even driving.
Well, I mean,
they're going too fast.
You know, I live down a tiny little no-through road.
Yeah.
And we've got this garage at the bottom of the road.
Yeah.
And it's just getting a bit tense now because the whole street is full of cars they're fixing and the customers hanging out, often leaving the engine running. And on days when that isn't happening, they go up and down the road. I mean, often, so fast. It's it's a thing.
Right.
You know, I think they've forgotten that it's a road. They've forgotten that there's houses there. They just get, because the garage is here and the end of the road is there. I mean, the speed of reversing is just preposterous.
And are they testing the cars?
No, it's just arriving and going away again.
Okay, cool.
And also, ultimately, it's this thing with cars and motorbikes is that it always, in the end, is reduced to men making a noise. So really, we all need those Strymon bikes.
Yeah.
Like that boat the other day. Oh, someone got in touch to say they'd done their first barefoot run.
Oh, yeah.
And said, oh, it was so lovely.
Really?
And I was saying,
how did it go?
Oh, it was just beautiful and a really good moment and really nice. They got in touch to tell us about it. And I was saying that was your inspiration originally. And I think that the thing about it is, it's obviously absolutely lovely and really kind of puts you, you know, it's very kind of hippie-ish, isn't it? You're in touch with the ground.
Great.
It's a wonderful thing. But I think the ultimate thing is taking that moment, say, I'm going to stop here.
Yes.
Take my shoes off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And spend a moment with myself and nature. You know, it's just nothing to do with anything.
It's like those moments within runs sometimes where you just stop and have a think.
Yeah.
Sort of, it's like, because running itself is obviously really relaxing and you get a thought from it, but sometimes you think, I just want to stop now.
Yeah,
and sort of think in a different way within the run.
Yeah. It's part of
it's
being in
nice.
That zone. It's part of running far enough that you've reset
your
head.
Yeah.
No, going back to my son's run before I did my asthmatic mile.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We should start a club.
Yeah.
Rob's Asthma Mile.
The Golden Stag
run
Asthmatic
Run to the
mile.
Speed where you can't breathe.
The Air Pollution Mile.
The Ventolin Inhaler Mile. Yeah.
The Smog 5K Classic.
The regret. The wheezy regret mile. Anyway, my son was saying, as we were getting back there, I just started thinking about something else. You know, he got to the bit where once upon a time he'd been thinking, really there, just a few more, just a little bit further. And he just realised that he'd just totally unlocked and head just drifted off.
That's great.
If you do want to look at that, see, this is the original. We ran barefoot here. We won't do it today. But
that's nice, yeah.
It's just, if you get to somewhere like this, we can strongly recommend it, can't we?
That's nice.
This is High Gate Field and Cricket Pitch. And that's what grass should be like.
That's really nice, yeah.
Sorry, on my run.
It always reminds me of, I used to do sprints on the golf course when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Barefoot at dawn and just feel the
before
feel,
you
feel the dew on your
before you
your
went
feet.
Up to that hotel and stole all the clay from underneath it.
Yeah. Hold back. Did you see that on Facebook? It falling into.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Actually, did you hear? This is the thing. That's reminded me. That's good. There was an earthquake in Grimsby at the weekend.
What, in Grimsby?
Aye.
What, the earthquake?
Earthquake in Grimsby.
£50 worth of damage.
That's it. It was like, I'm just so proud to be British.
Yeah.
Because the entire response was sarcastic. Basically dissing the earthquake for not being in any way damaging or deadly.
Being bigger, yeah.
So someone's picture fell off their wall.
Right.
And they're like, glad it wasn't my DIY skills. And Yorkshire Tea, or Typhoon, I think it was Yorkshire Tea, said, watch out, some spillage risk, mild spillage risk.
That's when you like living here.
Yeah, yeah.
Moments.
Right. You imply that you've despised living here the rest of the time. But
No, but that's when we come to the fore, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
We do have a good sense of humour.
Absolutely. And that's and that kind of bleak, not bleak, that kind of lightly nihilist sense of humour.
Yes. Like,
it's all rubbish, really. It's
just
great.
Keep calm, carry on, sort of.
Like those people enjoying that festival in the rain.
Yeah.
They're just loving the actual ridiculousness of it. We're wasting their time. Yeah. Of course, they're in West London. We're wasting their time.
All right, mate.
I was in Angel the other day. There's a woman on the other side of the road. It's a nice day, sunny day. Lots of lovely people around.
Yeah.
Absolute hipster, old school, rough crossover area.
Right.
And there's this woman walking up the street. I want to say she's wearing a combination of sportswear and pyjamas.
Right.
And she was a little bit rattled.
Right.
And she's walking up the street on the phone, talking really loud. No, it's hitting me off. It'll be half an hour ago. Just really like creating this huge drama. And I just thought, it's like they've got a rotor up there. There's always someone.
Yes, yeah.
So anyway, I got in my car and drove around the corner. Got into it with another bloke. But yeah, so very proud of the Grimsby earthquake. If anyone was out running in it, we'd love to hear from you, from your shaky stories. Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's fantastic, yeah.
It was in comedy, I think, it was a huge movement in stand-up. Just a little thing in life. But in stand-up, the earthquake in the Midlands that made that chimney fall down.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a watershed moment in British comedy. Just summed it up for everyone, really.
Had a bit of a private plane experience for the weekend.
Nice.
That's tough. That's when it gets difficult. In your private plane.
Yeah.
Whisk through.
Yeah. And a private whisk.
Pretty scary, though, it has to be said.
Right, because it's...
Because it's very small.
Yeah, yeah, bumpy.
Bumpy initially when it sets off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just the reality of what you're doing, which you can sort of abstract yourself if you sat on an aisle seat surrounded by 300 other people.
Yeah, you. In fact, the reverse is true. If you're on a big, long-haul flight, you kind of have to remind yourself that there's thousands of feet of empty air underneath your feet.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And sometimes it's better to just not.
Yeah, it's more... you can forget, can't you? But when there's only four of you in a six-seater...
Yeah.
Old Andrew Bird was on it, coming on the way there, which was hilarious, seeing old Birdie in that context. So you couldn't meet a more down-to-earth, unprivate jet character.
No, he is 100% down-to-earth. He's hashtag down-to-earth.
Yeah,
he's so down-to-earth that you can imagine his very soul just stretching weirdly just from the whole thing of being on a plane.
And he was making loads of jokes about, you know, when Michael wanted some money for petrol. Just, you know what I mean? Just classic. Very funny.
Good.
And then he said he was a nervous driver. A nervous flyer. He wasn't driving the plane.
No, that's for the best.
Yeah.
It's private plane, but there shouldn't be self-drive hire.
But when he took off, when the plane took off...
Everyone's got Michael in the passenger seat now.
Yeah. He looked terrified. He looked absolutely terrified.
Did he go white?
Yeah, he went white, he went red, he didn't know where to look. He was sort of swallowing his own lips. He was like, bless him, just for a little bit, just to take off.
It's take off and landing.
It's very scary,
Planes take off and
it's
landing.
It's unusual. You feel like you shouldn't be doing it.
It's I've never been in the private plane, so all my references are films.
Yeah.
It's really good in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Right.
The little recap at the beginning, which takes you through Spider-Man's introduction in Captain America Civil War, is all Peter Parker's camera phone.
Right.
And he's being brought into Berlin by Tony Stark's head of security.
Yeah.
Happy. And he just sits opposite him on the plane. He says, is that where you're going to sit?
Yeah.
And then he says, you've never been on a private plane before. He says, I've never been on any plane. Or when you first said you're on a private plane, I pictured you like going into the bathroom in a three-piece grey suit and covering up all the spy holes so that the... Oh, wrong side.
Woo.
It's stopped down there, I think. It's this way.
Good point. Good spot. That's what we were getting.
Yeah, that would have been worse.
I was actually getting quite excited about running on that.
Oh, hello, dogs.
Sorry. Hello, mate.
So we've reached there. Yeah, we were...
That was going to be superb. That's definitely photo-worthy, isn't it?
That we really nearly went across that.
And that would have been...
Let's go. Yeah, because basically the path is closed here and I've got it all fenced off. And it's suddenly all dogs, no path. But we did stop just in time, didn't we? Years ago, in it being the 70s and 80s, we built a little extension on the back of our semi-detached.
Right.
Because you do, don't you?
Of course you do, yeah.
Well, you certainly did.
Yeah.
You know, it was a cement, it was concreted down and then covered over with a cork tile. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That gives you the era.
Yeah.
And they said to me, whatever you do, don't walk across the wet concrete.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, of course, I won't.
Of course I will be doing that.
And then later on, I was a bit thirsty. So I went to the fridge. But in the last couple of steps to the fridge, I thought, oh, see, what I've done there is...
sorry, mate.
I have to remember that. The next time the kids seem useless, there's just a brilliant kind of almost unquantifiable uselessness to the way kids don't behave like grown-ups.
Yes. I'm sensing a stupidest thing you've ever done. Conversation opening up. I've left a few baths running in my time that's only become apparent when they're seeping through the floor as
yes.
a kid.
Yep, yep.
That didn't go down very well with parents.
No.
They didn't like that one.
No, they don't like that.
Dads don't like that.
No, no.
Yeah.
There was that time. Me and my brother were in on our own, and he'd have been, what, 17, 18, and I'd have been, no, younger than that. He'd have been 15, 16, I'd have been 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And I went in the kitchen. And the grill's on fire. Right. It's one of those cooker hood grills.
Yes, yeah.
And he'd done himself a bird's eye steakhouse grill for breakfast.
Just left it.
And then left it, just took it and went in the other room and ate it.
Yeah,
meanwhile, the, here we go, look at that. That's been recombobulated. It's time for me to get back up on that, isn't it?
I've got it.
It's got to be done. It's got to happen. I'm going to celebrate me making up with that guy with the car.
Risk taker. Where? Risk.
So it's a small tyre. This is a really excellent tyre swing. How bad is this going to go?
You're next level, mate. You're absolutely next level. Make sure you grab onto it properly.
Oh, God.
He's so daring.
That's ridiculous.
Hey! So I'm on the tyre.
Daring.
I'm swinging on the rope. It's spinning now. I feel quite queasy.
Yeah.
I can't really conceive of a way of getting down.
No, that's great. just when we were talking about doing stupid things.
Yeah, that's right. Not now we're grown-ups. I would never do a stupid thing, etc. Okay, here we go.
You're doing well there. You're doing well. The dismount will be... Hey! One attempt at dismount. Failed. Second...
Third time lucky. He's off.
He's off.
And I survived. Oh, that was good. Sometimes you gotta, haven't you? Sometimes you really shouldn't. Jesus. So we've
got quite an exciting run.
We flipped the grill onto the back garden.
Right.
And of course the pattern of grill singe on the back garden lawn. He basically killed the... What was it Lemmy once said? He said, I want Motorhead to be the kind of band where... If we moved in next door, your lawn would die. So me and my brother kind of had Motorhead standards.
Right, yes. Yeah.
But yeah, that's one up on leaving a bath running, isn't it? Leaving a fire in the kitchen.
No, absolutely.
For your younger brother to find.
A classic teen move as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So disengaged. Cook food, got food, leave grill on. It's such a simple equation.
Also, very similar era.
Yeah.
Very, you know, starting from the same point.
Yes.
My brother became vegetarian, which is pretty pretty cool in what, you know, 83, 84.
Yeah.
I was really impressed. Not impressed enough to take part.
No.
But like, oh, wow.
He sowed a seed.
Alternative lifestyles. Anyway, about a week later, I saw him serving himself up some bird's eye steakhouse grills. And I said, oh, what, so not vegetarian? He was like, no. That stopped ages ago.
Yeah. That was the generation obsessed with chip fires as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Loads of fatty oil in the on the grill.
Yeah, Jeff Norcott's got some great comedy about that.
Sticky.
But it's, you know, as a youngster, but also it's that 20th century thing with ease. You know, we haven't got a microwave anymore because... You just didn't use it for that much anymore because it doesn't cook things very nicely, you know. But back in the day, you know, when I grew up, I couldn't work the oven, but I could work the deep fat fryer in the microwave.
Yes. And there was always a thing of
experiments with a microwave. What would microwave do to a gatto, for instance?
Or, you know, they say don't put metal in, so let's put some metal in. See what happens. Listeners, don't put metal in the microwave.
No, please don't. No. I sense, actually, that we're on the same page vis-a-vis microwaves.
Yeah.
Because I've long held out that we don't want a microwave, only to be defeated by my family. I held out for years.
Well,
and then someone gave us a microwave. Microwaves are rubbish.
You've got to make a list. You've got to make a list of what you do with it.
Right.
When we got rid of our microwave, it was a very useful table. It was covered in stuff.
Right.
And we used it to make microwave popcorn.
Right, okay.
I used to heat up the milk for my wife's coffee.
Yeah.
So we got rid of it.
A few things, right.
We started buying popcorn. Well, we've got a popcorn machine.
Yeah.
And you can also buy popcorn ready popped.
Yeah.
And I started using a small saucepan to heat up my wife's milk.
Not a huge lifestyle
change,
is it?
Roast dinners are unaffected by the loss.
Yes, yeah.
Any dinners, really.
And anything cooked in it.
Yeah.
It surely just eviscerates any nutrients in the food.
Well, I don't know what...
I don't know. This is absolutely cod science.
Exactly. It's just...
But that's what I've always thought.
Yeah, I mean, that just... I can't completely subscribe to that, because that sounds like the northerner in you talking there.
Yeah. But I didn't survive that.
You blasted it.
So it's so bloody.
You must have killed it.
Point.
It's dead. But it is... You're absolutely right. It's just better to cook. Yeah. The main thing is to microwave... as a lardy old teen.
Right.
Was beans.
Right.
Every day. And they're so much better in the pan.
Yeah.
Because they break up a bit. Particularly now, because in those days, I would cover them in cheese.
Right, yes.
And getting that melted cheese off a saucepan was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But now, I don't cover my beans in cheese, because...
You're not covering your beans in cheese?
What are you doing?
You're not looking in. Bloody hell. Post-earthquake, you always cover your beans in cheese.
So... Oh, someone tried the soccer bread.
Oh, yes,
said it was lovely.
That.
That's great.
They liked it. Yeah.
I'm having that again today with some soup. Mind you, it's bought soup from the supermarket. So
right,
it'd actually be really handy if I could microwave that.
Yeah,
that works quite well, doesn't it? You flip the lid.
Yeah.
Do it twice with a stir in the middle and leave it for a minute.
Really convenient.
That soup will come up perfect.
You want to pop around mine, mate? We've got one.
I'm an idiot.
Every time. You know, we're going to do something a little bit different.
What's happening?
We're going to, instead of going right and then at Muzzle Hill.
Yeah.
My back's going a little bit. It's all right. It's just going a little bit. We're going to run to the top and then gently just down across the hill.
It's your run
and
back.
Towards Priory Park.
Yeah, good. Very good.
Just a nice little cut through crossover.
Quite right. You got to take care of your back there, Paul.
You have to. Yeah, I'm...
You've only got one back.
Really don't want to rush back too quickly like I did last time.
Perhaps if you could arrange to go to all your gigs by private plane.
Yes.
That would work well.
That would help. That would help, actually.
Do you know what's funny?
A lot quicker.
Listeners, did you notice that guy who we were saying is incredibly down to earth and was really uncomfortable on the plane? His name's... Andrew Bird.
How ironic.
That's more ironic than anything Alanis Morissette ever came up with.
You'd have thought he'd be quite reconciled to the idea of flight.
Yeah?
Old Bird.
Yeah, I'll just wing it.
Doing a...
It's a feather in the cap.
Yeah.
It's one of his many talents.
Let us never beak of this again. Does that actually work?
Yeah, it's not bad, wasn't it? And if it was a bad one, it's my fault. I was egging you on. Let's see if we can see what the next one is. Oh, stop, please stop.
Stop it. He's doing a sterling job, of course, as warm-up for Michael's tour this year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, he was saying, I was talking to him about it because obviously I've talked to you about it, and he was just saying to me how you just can't help but get stronger as a comedian. There's loads of comparison going back to what we were saying about going and doing a set, going and doing a run. If you're not a comedian but you are a runner, there's a lot of crossover there.
Yeah.
And he was saying how I'll get out ahead of the pushy mums. It's like a stampede.
Stampede. And
stampede. I'm going to do a selfie of us, but with them in the background. Here we go. Here they come. Ah! Ah!
I don't think anyone noticed.
I haven't been up by Halley Pally in ages. Lovely. Yeah, but he was just saying how when you get out of those big arena gigs on stage, you can just feel yourself getting stronger.
Yes, yeah.
I've got no... Well, I've always liked doing big rooms. I really like a nice, massive place full of people, which I've done a number of times for being other people's big gigs and charity gigs and stuff. But the closest experience I've had that from my gigs is when we're going to that first Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah.
I'm playing the same room over and over again.
Yeah.
And just feeling yourself kind of strengthen into the corners.
Yeah, getting better.
Getting ahead of the audience, knowing what they're going to be like. And it's great to, in exercise and in work, to push yourself in ways where you can feel yourself growing.
Yeah, just getting better. Yeah. Well, it was interesting for me to watch as well, having done it last year, to realise, especially Thursday and Sunday were a bit trickier.
Yeah.
For him. Just how little interest people got in the warm-up act.
Yeah, yeah.
And I totally get that and understand it. It was just interesting to witness it.
Yeah,
to,
yeah. To well, you see. Have to, when you're doing it, surely you've got to kind of know that at some level. You've got to also forget it.
Yeah, you know it.
Because you're the star.
It, you're fighting against it. Yeah, you're doing your best. But to actually see how tricky it is.
Yeah.
Was interesting for me.
Oh, it's good to be up here on the hill.
Yeah, this is
You
beautiful.
Said it before, talking about Woodbury Down, I think one of the reasons, loving that track and loving the old...
Hey up.
Oh, great, thank you. Loving the reservoir. But really what you get is a lot of sky.
Yeah.
You get yourself a load of sky, it always feels
this
good.
This is beautiful, yeah.
That is hard. Classic every time. If it's not selfie, it is selfie, it is selfie, it's not selfie. That is gorgeous.
So this is a little... We're just going to cut down.
You're going straight down the front of Ali Pally Hill, basically.
Yes.
Which reminds me of my friends who I've been up here with, live near here. The mum and her two daughters went on the Women's March on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite funny because I was very supportive of that, but it was for women. It's like one of those kind of, who books that?
Where was?
I'll come.
Was that in London, was it?
Well, it was across Britain. So I think there was one in London, one in Edinburgh, maybe two other places.
There was Brighton, Bristol. Because I'm going to go on the grass.
Yeah, good idea.
This is a back cruncher.
So, yeah, well, that was the funny thing. It was actually quite clever because this was a... You know what it was? They were celebrating 100 years of some women...
Oh, the suffrage vote.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And lots of people dressed up and everything. It was a great thing. It was really positive. And also, key thing, it was on Sunday.
Yes.
And that gave it a bit of distance because on Saturday, there was...
there was
the Trooping of the Colour.
Yeah.
The Tommy Robinson supporting EDL march.
Yeah.
And a naked bike ride.
Yeah.
It was nice to see all those coming together.
No, that was made you... Of course, you can't really find pride in the Tommy Robinson march, but you can find pride in the way he was sort of hijacked and sort of merged with the naked bike ride as well.
Oh, you know, good old London.
How affronted they must have been to see these whistling naked cyclists.
It made
cyclists.
An absolute mockery of the like, we're just being ignored. It's like, no, you're just... Oh, anyway, they're horrible. But, I mean, my wife was at work and she was going, why is there all these aircraft in the sky? She was on the phone on the break. And I said, it's the Trooping of the Colour. And she got her phone out and she got this brilliant video of the red arrows coming over.
Right.
They're like flying right over her head.
Nice.
And as they go over, they go from white vapour trails to red, white and blue vapour trails.
Wow.
It's like, whoa! And she posted it on look, how many magpies? 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. Morning, magpies. Morning, 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 morning.
Morning, 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 morning.
And a blackbird.
Can I join in?
Morning, Paul.
So she posted this video. It's really good. But she said, don't watch it with the sound up because there was racist chants on it. So what's happening? And at that point, she didn't know about the EDL march. She just thought, what's going on?
It's a lot of
angry, meaty men going, rrr, 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 rrr.
Yeah, it was funny. Funny little day.
It was just funny that they're all out there. The thing it made me think of most is, do you remember the advert for Sky Fibre Broadband? Where all the characters from all the sports and all the films and all the shows
were all
coming down the broadband together.
Yes, yeah, nice.
That's what London was like on Saturday. You got suffragettes and, well, at the weekend, that was the next day, it was suffragettes and racists and red arrows and naked people on bikes and Game of Thrones. Footballers.
Just your average summer's day.
It's a football finish now.
Hasn't even started, mate, the football.
Right. No, I didn't mean the World Cup.
The Premiership's finished.
Yeah.
And then the World Cup starting on Thursday.
Yeah.
First game, Russia versus Saudi Arabia.
David Baddiel, because there was a thing, went round, what was the best World Cup song between the New Order one and the Badil and Skinner.
Football's coming home, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone voted for Football's Coming Home. You know, it's classic internet binaryism. Do you know what the answer is?
Both.
They're both good.
They're both great. Yeah, they're both great. Yeah,
anyway, there was someone said, someone who really, you know, was sort of our generation, a big football fan, said his four-year-old daughter said, "I love this song. It's so beautiful, but it has a sadness. It reminds me of the olden days." He said, "I know what you're saying, Florence. I know what you're saying. Kids are so good." Nice to be back here.
Yeah.
This is Crouch and 10K
this
stuff.
This is Crouch and 10K territory.
Do you know what this road's called? What's that? There's a car on it. That's fair enough. Wait a minute. That lady hid her confusion well. She came to a junction, looked right, see if there was any cars coming down. Just two blokes.
In the middle of the road. Mic'd up. Giggling.
Brilliant. That was good. We were going around an obstacle. We weren't just running down the middle of the road for our egos.
I had one yesterday. One of those days where, because I was tired getting back from Dublin, all day I thought that I'd kind of forgotten something.
Yeah.
Then I was speaking to a mate, a comic,
yeah,
and he'd forgotten he had a preview that night.
Yeah.
So he'd literally woken up. He's one of those guys who's just up all night and sleeps all day.
Yeah.
He's like a child man.
Yes.
Just can't lead anything like a normal life.
Yeah.
So he'd woken up at 5 and he had a preview at 7.
Right.
I chatted to him at 6 just...
Who was this? Can you name names?
Yeah, Nick, a fella called Nick Dixon.
Right.
He's a young comic.
Oh, I know.
I say young, he's mid-30s.
Yeah, yeah, but he's young, isn't he? He's got
he's
that.
Young, he's, yeah, he hasn't been going lots, and he's a funny fella.
Yeah.
And so I was...
He's younger than us, that's the key.
Yeah, I was merrily chiding him about disorganising his life. Also.
Yeah.
And then got off the phone at about 6:20. And then Barry Castagnola texted me, just said... "You were right for the podcast at 2:15. And that was in the diary, this football podcast, in town.
Yeah.
It was really one of those I'd completely forgotten about.
God.
And then just realised what that nagging sense of unease that had been nibbling at me all day.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
I made
because
it.
Because when it happens, you just think, how many other times has this happened? You know, it's like there's a film with Albert Finney.
Let's do it.
From like Let's the 70s, where he's kind of losing time here and there.
Right.
You know, he'd just turn around and go, "I don't remember being in this room."
Yeah.
And the tap's running in the kitchen. And, you know, God, it's terrifying, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So I ended up doing a little football podcast.
You made it
in the end, a little bit late. Just made it. Barry Castagnola. It was like Night of the Dinosaurs.
Yep.
I mean, I was the youngest guy on the podcast.
Yeah.
It was me, Kevin Day, and Bob Mills.
Excellent.
Chatting about the World Cup. Yeah. Really good fun.
Yeah, yeah. Bob Mills is always good value on stage and off. Oh, Kevin Day too, but Bob Mills is like, he's like a walking legend.
He really is a wonderful man, actually.
I had a drink with him and my wife in the artist bar, the kind of... it's at the Strand Palace Hotel,
right?
But it's geared to, it's really old school because it's near all the theatres. And those theatres, like the Adelphi on the Strand, you know, that's been there since before the embankment was built. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So we're in there and he was just telling stories about actors and, you know, Oliver Reed stuff and Deep. He's just a true raconteur.
He really is, yeah. He's got a wealth of knowledge and stories and... Just a lovely fella.
Yeah.
Somebody's doing loads of sportsman dinner gigs.
Yeah.
He's doing loads of radio. He's just found what he should have been doing a while ago late in life.
Yes, yeah.
He's early 60s, but he's earning a decent wedge.
Yeah.
Doing these sportsman things, like the football will come on, tell some stories, and then Millsy comes on.
Yeah.
And it was good. He's in a good place.
Yeah, good.
The only thing is... He needs to lose weight.
He's big,
isn't
he?
He's hugely... Yeah. See, the extent that... It's when you start to worry about people, you know.
Yeah. And he is very, because if you don't know, he's a big guy. So like
he's big
Greg Davis or Colin Cole, he's very tall and big built.
Yeah, he's naturally big, but...
Well, when me and him were on the Weakest Link Comedians show, you know, they even everyone off so that you're all the same height.
Right.
So, this call is from my kid's school. So
yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
What's wrong, bud? Okay, I'll make sure they're there with a post-it note on for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day. No trouble. Bye.
It's okay.
Every time a call comes in from the school, I think it's going to be like a a nosebleed or a vomiting incident or a broken bone.
Something tough.
It's always just something they've forgotten that I've got to take in.
Right. Okay.
They've really got used to the idea
that
I'm not often out.
Yes.
So I'm basically...
You're the go-to guy
I'm their backstop.
Well, it's good to...
That was worrying, wasn't it, when they talked about, no, we don't want to get into this, but the talk of the backstop Brexit. It's like, you've made up a new meaning for the word backstop. It's basically an American wicket keeper. Doesn't mean anything else. So if that's all we've come up with, I don't think we're there yet.
No.
I'm going to get tangled up with these guys.
Here we go. All right.
Cheers, Sorry, thanks, guys.
It's nice. Those calls are good, though.
Yeah.
I had to go in yesterday for a meeting with... Rudy and his PE teacher, because Rudy doesn't listen or respect or like him, and has taken to just not turning up to PE.
Yeah.
Or if he does go, just walking away.
Yeah.
Just walking off and dancing in the corridors or something. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm right there with him, by the way.
Yeah, but it's untenable.
As the dad, you can't really.
No, so we go in, and you've got the head of PE there, and this really monosyllabic. PE teacher and Rudy, who's sort of deep gangster, kind of
living out that nominative determinism.
So what have you got to say to him, Rudy? I promise I'll go from now on. Do you know what I mean? And you're there thinking, it just brings up all your school stuff, doesn't it? About being in trouble yourself. And the poor PE teacher, all he wants is. He was Australian. He said, "You don't even have to do what I say, Rudy. Just turn up and be there. It's a health. It's a safety thing. He just wants the minimum of respect."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bless him. He's
wanting to pay lip service to this process.
Yeah, he literally said, "I know it's an hour to chill out. School's quite stressful. Just be there in your kit." That's literally what he said. You know, I'm sorry. I'll try. Yeah, he was like, it was funny, man.
Because it's funny you should say, because you know, we were talking the other day about short distance running, like 800 metres, 1,000 metres, running a mile, and how I found that at school. And when I was listening back, I was saying, that's in the context of being, it's just like, it's so funny that I had any, those little whiffs of being into running when I was at school. Because, you know, I was totally getting picked last. It was always team games.
Right. Old school,
you know. Yeah. All the players who enjoyed it got to play, and all the rubbish fat boys would just have to hang out, you know.
In
my old school, they had, when we played basketball in the winter, the uniform was white shorts, white socks, white indoor shoes, and then no top.
Right.
Topless.
Yeah, that's tough.
Topless 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yes.
I'm not into this, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Anyway, so years of that and being picked last and general. You know, and don't get me wrong, there was no actual abuse, so lucky me. But also knowing it, you know, it's just being picked last for games then.
And knowing it's going to happen.
Was as much of a cliche as it is now. You know, I would stand there going, really, is this happening?
Yeah, it's awful, it's awful.
Anyway, it happened to me quite late on, not that late on. I would have been same age as Rudy. And I got picked last for something, going, oh, here we go, I'm about to get picked last. Are you going to let this happen? You know, telling the teacher off.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't take my back. I got picked last. I walked away.
Yeah.
Never went back.
Good for you.
Yeah, I walked away and went into my mate's GCSE drama lesson in the year below.
Yeah.
Just started going to that instead.
Yeah.
And everyone turned a blind eye.
Why not?
But you can't do that these days.
No, you can't. No, you can't. I mean, I used to... It's hard for me to relate.
I used to say to Rudy, try going to Chris Walters' GCSE drama in the drama studio.
I tried that, though. They wouldn't let me in, bruv. I mean, I used to love PE, but I get it. Rudy was never into football.
Yeah.
He's not into cricket. He doesn't want to be fielding for an hour.
No.
I totally get it, but... Yeah. Just don't disrespect him.
You know? I'm quite into cricket. I'm not into sport, but I get about cricket. You know, my brother and my dad are into it.
Yeah.
I see why it's good. It's got a lovely kind of rhythm and mythos to it, you know.
Yeah.
And it can be really exciting. But cricket at school, in not even a school cricket team, go for your life.
Yeah.
But cricket in lessons, what a waste of time.
Yeah.
So much kit and shenanigans.
Yeah.
And so little action.
Yes,
you might as well play darts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and only have one dart Okay, yeah, queue up when you get to the dock.
It's crazy, yeah. There's so much pressure when you get in. I had one cricket game for my school. We were playing Bramcote, who were like this public school who were fantastic at cricket.
Yeah.
We were playing at North Marine Drive, which is the Scarborough cricket ground, so it's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
I was eighth to bat or something.
And then the cricket ground fell into the sea.
Yeah, because I'd been nicking from it for years. And I...
Oh, bloody hell.
Is that the thief? But I went out. It took me ages to get all the pads on and stuff.
Yep.
I went out. I made a massive play of like, you know, because I'd seen them got, you know, middle stump umpire and all that.
Yeah.
Out first ball.
Out first ball. Straight out.
Yeah. It took me ages to set up. I was so nervous and panicking and jittery. Yeah. These public school lads just saw what I was, you know.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah, that's right.
To be dispatched with.
It's a bit like putting your head up above the trenches.
Yeah.
Why are we going to win this first little war? Just have a look at this. Gone.
Middle stump umpire.
Middle leg. Middle leg.
Straight through.
Brilliant. That is great.
But I could run.
It's like...
I could run.
It's like those flying toys, isn't it? I saw a compilation of those online the other day. People who've built their... Spent weeks, months pouring blood, sweat and tears into model planes.
Yeah.
And they just go... There's something healthy about how chastening that experience is.
Yeah.
This is when it's happening to someone else.
This is a patch of run that I quite like this. It's just a sort of irritating sort of uphill zigzag.
Yeah.
But I like the way it's... There's different sections of it, you know.
It's also fun because you're going up Gladwell Road.
Yeah.
It makes you think of Malcolm Gladwell.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It's
great writer, great runner.
You'd have to ask yourself... How much more crouching this bit of the run could be? And the answer would be none more crouching.
Yeah.
Very, zigzag very on crouching. Hills between, you know, Edwardian red cottages with nice window frames.
Talking about Malcolm Gladwell, who's someone we'd like to get on the show because he's a big runner.
Absolutely.
We put in a bid for Johnny Marr, haven't we?
Oh, God. I mean, there was a quote from him.
We sent an email to him.
I retweeted the other day.
Yes.
And someone said to him, it's a good question. He said, as a vegan teetotaler who does long distance running, what would your younger self think of you now? And Johnny Marr said, well, I think my younger self would think I was cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm putting my foot on the pedal, you know, I'm streamlining.
Yes.
He said, a guy who sits in his mate's dressing room hungover
at his age,
is a dead duck.
Yes, yeah.
God, that spoke to us, didn't
it? Absolutely.
I mean, I know we're not rock stars, but there's a lot of... It's touring.
Yeah.
If you tour for life,
he's giving himself the best chance, yeah.
People at comedy gigs are always saying, oh, you guys, you don't party anymore. You all stop drinking and that. And they're disappointed. It's the only way to...
It's the only way to survive.
To stay fresh.
Yeah.
Says the guy.
Says the guy who's hungover.
To a guy who's putting on weight because he keeps drinking. Whoops. So that's it. We don't want Johnny Marr to be an interviewee. We want him
commentary.
To be a sponsor.
Yeah. So Johnny Marr, we're going to reach out to Norman Cook,
aka
Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of authors and stuff lined up.
Yeah.
We?
And also we must talk to Mark Watson deliberately before he goes off to Berlin.
Yes.
That'd be interesting to compare notes.
No, that would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
After last week, I actually tried to put in a run with Father Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, what is he doing at this time of
year? What is he doing at this time of year?
Yeah, but he's really kicking back.
Is he really?
Not much running at the moment.
Right. He's really... It's very seasonal, isn't it?
And, of course, he's over there.
I had a...
New Zealand stroke.
Yes.
Lapland.
I had a slightly strained altercation with Mark Watson the other week.
Great, so we should definitely get him on.
Well, no, he was running...
Yeah.
And I was...
trying to rugby tackle him.
No, I was... And I was throwing rocks at strangers.
Right.
No.
And you both had a point. In a way, you were both in the wrong.
No, it was... I was on the way to... I was driving to church on Sunday morning.
Right.
And I saw him running.
That puts you on the high ground in the way, doesn't it?
Well, so, I mean, each to his own. We're all doing our thing, aren't we? So I wound the window down. And I banged the side of the car and I went, run, Matt, run! Which, in a way, which I thought was encouraging but and funny and a reach
could
out.
Could also be described as bullying. Yeah.
But But I don't think he recognised it was me.
Right.
That was the problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just saw, he just heard.
And he's famous, right? So
yeah, I suppose
so, using the word Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not enough to...
But you'd have thought it might have... But anyway, he kind of looked a bit agitated, then looked down. No response.
Right.
No response. We can talk about that.
Great, yeah, we'll get him on, so
that's
you
a
can
good
apologise.
Start. Yeah.
Run, Mark, run. Bang, bang, bang. Nothing.
Your wheel's
nothing.
Going round.
Nothing. I do think that in the wider scheme of things, I do think you would like to bring back the era of heckling runners. Because I don't think I've ever experienced it.
Knees up. Knees up.
I saw someone in the park the other day. It wasn't a heckler. It was absolutely lovely. Very interactive run last week. When I went up the park to walk them back to my house, which is, as discussed, we're talking about this online. I'm so lucky because I'm about as far again from the top of the park and walk. So it's like a...
It's a really nice
it's
little run.
It's a mile and a half to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
2 and a bit miles up. Yeah. And then straight back down. It's all slightly uphill on the way out, all downhill on the way back. It's wonderful.
Nice little run.
But I saw loads of people kept checking in with people. And there was this one guy. He was really cool. This older black guy, completely bald.
Right.
He was coming up the hill. I think he runs around Finsbury Park on a daily basis or quite often. Anyway, he's coming up the hill not running. He must have been tired.
Yeah.
And I was running down it fast. And he gave me this round of applause. I went like this. Just blank face, two slow claps. In any other context, it would have been sarcastic. But he was going, good on you, mate.
I was
made up. Look, the cherries are coming in on your cherry
tree. The cherries are coming on the cherry tree. We've been for a little run. That was, what, about 6?
Tell us how your back feels right now.
It feels all right. It's a bit pinched. It's not quite right, but I've got to look after it.
Good photo, that, with the cherry tree. Do you know that my tree house was in a tree the same as that when I was younger? So what do you think? 6, did you say? Yeah.
5.93. I stand corrected.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Close enough. Close enough. Close enough. Close enough. Close enough. Close enough. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
So we're going to do, like we said, we're going to do some interviews and do some interesting things coming up. There's also news to come about running clothes, running events. But just keep in touch. The dialogue is great. We'd like to see your medals. We're not doing any events, but lots of other people are, aren't they?
Well, I'm not in shape. I might do a park run this weekend.
Careful.
Yeah.
Where are you this weekend?
Got to be. Well, I'm in London, so it's a chance to branch out to Hackney, maybe.
I'm in West Wales. Trot.
Are you really?
I'm in Saundersfoot Friday night.
That sounds
I could run anywhere in Britain on Saturday.
Yeah.
Anywhere between Saundersfoot and Dudley.
Dudley.
Any suggestions coming? Hey, oh no, I want to say this before we go. This is really good. As I was driving up here, I saw Carter's Steam Fair arriving.
All right, Park. Yeah, nice.
It's
just
great.
That's nice. That's summer, isn't it?
Yeah, the kids love it and all their mates. So yeah, if you're at Clissold Park and you're hearing this at the weekend, they don't have a park run, but they do have a Steam Fair.
Get down to the Steam Fair. So be in touch and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
If you go into Dodgems and you bump into someone, you can make it up.
Yeah, that's the lesson for today. You can make it up.
You can make it up, guys.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.